I understand. All right, everyone, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Reish Ches, and the paragraph Bederech Klal. So Bederech Klal calls man sha'adam lo avad legalos koach yuni machshavos. In a general sense, as long as a person has not really worked to go ahead and uncover or discover deeper thought, hamachshavos shalohin kalilos mihiros. So again, I also remember we spoke about this yesterday, that there are really two different types of thought. There's like a general, almost like superficial thought, and a deeper thought. So, you know, they're looking both ways before I cross the street. General, superficial thought, not too much goes into it. Versus, again, the accountant trying to figure out, why his debits don't line up with his credits, ultimately could go ahead and lead to a much deeper thought. So he says, as long as a person really has not conditioned himself to become a deeper, thoughtful individual, most thoughts are simply superficial and quick and fast. It's lachin en yosesh ketos. And also remember again, we spoke about the great anomaly of everything we've been learning in the Sefer, is that everything we've been doing has been leading us to the point of trying to become deeper, more thoughtful, introspective people. And now at the moment that it appears that we actually accomplished, I mean, when I say accomplished it, that we've learned the process for that, right? Now we're being told that what? That you have to learn to turn it off. Right? Why? Because the deep, constant deep thought causes a certain amount of inner turbulence, and inner turbulence or inner rash, inner noise, prevents one from truly discovering who and what they are on the inside. So remember, the good thing about superficial thought is that superficial thought, it comes and goes. It doesn't really cause a stir within the individual. It doesn't cause a story within the individual. Therefore, a person who only has superficial thought generally has a much more tranquil life. However, kasher ha'adam misragel lachshov machshava iyunis. But on the other hand, when a person goes ahead and constantly, thank you. When a person goes ahead and constantly thinks in a deeper fashion, So on one hand, if you're thinking deep thoughts, mission accomplished, because it means that you've gone ahead and you've gone from being an external person to being an internal person. But on the other hand, once thought becomes deeper, then by definition, it requires more exertion. Eitzel Adam Kaze, Hashlav Haba Shehu Ashkata Kashiyosa. Now, mostly what's interesting is the following. The Mechaber now is positing is that as difficult as it is to become a thoughtful individual, and that we've spoken about that extensively, it's even more difficult then, from once you're a thoughtful individual, to learning how to shut down your thoughts, to learning how to quiet your mind. If we were to go ahead and speak to a person who doesn't really think all that much, also when I say a person doesn't think that much, we don't mean a person who does silly things, but a person just a lot of people just don't think a lot. They just, you know, they do the right thing, they do what's good, they engage in that kind of like superficial panoramic thought, but they're not deep thinkers. So if you tell a person like that, you know, you really need to quiet your mind and try to figure out how to silence your thoughts, that's a much easier avoda. But as we spoke about before, our avoda is to first build a construct of deep inner thought. And only afterwards to go ahead and build up the power of inner silence. Therefore, once I've worked all this time on building up inner thought, only then to go ahead and lead me to inner silence. Lochain ha'ma'avar me'machshava ha'ayunis la'ashkata, kasha yoser va'afchad yoser. Therefore, again, the pathway from deep thought to ultimately inner quiet is much more difficult and ultimately, again, much sharper. Shekin ha'machshava hisragla lachshav harbe va'amok. Therefore, again, because if I become a thoughtful individual, my mind has already become accustomed and habituated to thinking. Therefore, again, I have to go ahead and silence my mind in two different ways. Number one, hein es kamos hachashiva, vehein es omek hachashiva. One has to do ultimately, again, with the quantity of thought, and one has to do with the depth of thought. V'nevarim ech lecha. So we'll say what he's saying is that after I become a thoughtful individual, the process of silencing my thoughts consists of two parts. Number one, almost, for lack of a better term, diminishing the amount of thought I engage in. That's part one. And part two is ultimately, again, somehow diminishing the depth of thought. And we'll go ahead and we'll explain each of these things individually. Top of Reish Tes. L'istraga lach shel v'lahafzik. On one hand, to go ahead and habituate myself, to become ragil, to become accustomed, to think and then stop. He says, mibichina kimosis. From analyzing this from a quantity perspective, la'achar sha'adam ha'rogilas atzmo b'machshavos ionios, after a person has habituated themselves with deep thought, alav lehitragel b'talich shal chashiva mufsekes, person has to go and habituate himself with the process of stopping to think. Kolomar, hu l'dugma choshe b'davar iuni, let's say a person is thinking about some deeper idea, b'derech klal, kigon b'sha'a sha'adam mechapes ezo shehu pitaron lebaya banhalas chashbono. So we'll say, he keeps bringing up money, right? Because again, the truth is, if there's one area in life where people expend a lot of thought, it's money. So what happens? A person's going ahead trying to keep track of their finances. So they're going ahead and there's something that's not adding up. So they're going ahead and they're mamish thinking. Humanasa lachshov v'lachshov b'li hefzik. So what happens when a person has a problem? When a person has a problem or an issue that is very acute, and I really want to find a resolution. I really want to find a solution. So what happens? A person thinks and thinks and thinks until they find the resolution. Until they uncover the mystery. Ba'omek, haderach hayor serpenimisi, lach shov u'lahafzik. See, Rabbi say, so what he's pointing out over here is the following. Generally, for deep thought to be effective, it has to be perpetual. Not perpetual like forever, but that you can't stop in the middle and then pick it up later on, because otherwise you don't get anywhere. Rather, you have to go ahead. I'm thinking about, I have a problem. I'm trying to resolve the problem. I have to think until I figure it out, because if I stop, what happens? So you lose momentum. He says, but oh my God, it's in a deeper way. Yet, what we are actually being asked to try to figure out is a way to think and stop. So b'tchila niras derach zula adam k'derach shliyah. So also remember, so on one hand, what appears that we're trying to work towards seems to be something absolutely negative. He says, madua, ki hari lechora kol davar kishem afsikin mimenu, is very important. Yoreit hametach shebedavar. Now normally, if you want to accomplish something, and you stop, and then you try to resume and pick it up again, You lose traction. He says, he gives a simple example. Adam hanoseh b'mechonis v'lochis al davshas hagaz. Lochis u'mafzik. Hatnufa sheyatzliach lahasik tiyadai chalasha. But say a person's driving, what do? They push on the gas, push on the brake. Push on the gas. We all know people who actually drive like this. Right? Push on the gas, push on the brake. Right? So what happens? So you don't get anywhere. You don't get anywhere, because the truth is, right as the car begins to move, you know, just a little bit later, again, you have to stop. He says, Tzarech lechora lilchos chazak ad shikabal satunufa. You have to put your foot on the gas, again, until you actually move somewhere. B'makbil lezeh chashiva ba'ofen tivi adam choshev, adif lachshov ba'ofen mu'umas kol hazman. This is a very profound lesson just in general. You know, one of the reasons we don't accomplish the things that we want to really accomplish in life is because we take our foot off the gas. right? That's meaning we have a nice day, you know, our mamish, like the pedals all the way down to the ground. We're moving. Then the next day we slam on the brakes, right? And then again, maybe we'll push on the pedal a little bit, slam on the brakes again. And the truth is, when you do that in life, you make a little bit of headway, and maybe over time it's possible you'll get to your desired destination, but it's certainly not effective. It's certainly not effective. And more often than not, you end up taking a detour and simply going somewhere else. In order to accomplish something in life, you have to put your mind to it, you have to step on the gas, and you have to do it. So he says, therefore, again, if we apply this in the realm of thought, so one would have assumed that the way ultimately, again, to accomplish thought is to go ahead and, the way that deep thought works ultimately is to go ahead and continuously think until I resolve the issue. But now, obviously, what we're saying is that there are times to think, and there are times ultimately when you have to take a step back, which seems to be in contradiction to the way we normally assume one has to accomplish. Madua ze lokach? Why is it not like this in the realm of thought? Why should we not just constantly think? Why does there have to be a time when you take a break? To be continued tomorrow. We'll break here. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up here tomorrow, Mir Sasha.